Devote to values and beliefs that delight you. Create your personal and business manifestos to solidify your voice, focus, intentions, and commitments. We've done a lot of exploration into mindset, why it's important, how we can take the reins, and how it can affect our actions. Another element that comes out of repetition of consciously chosen affirmations is a shift in our values and beliefs. These are things that we've consciously or unconsciously chosen to believe to give our experience of reality structure so we don't feel the chaos of infinite potential of the universe that we live in. As we saw in how we experience life, the values and beliefs we have are a part of how we give meaning to an event, which then affects our state and behavior. As we're all about designing the lives we truly want, let's explore our values and beliefs a little further so as to purposefully create a reality that's the most radiant, inspiring, and badass for us. Listen always to how you speak, especially when using terms like never, always, can't, impossible, every time. These sorts of statements give us clues as to what we truly believe about a particular idea. Here's some examples of negative statements that you may say or hear. I can't be as successful as so-and-so. It's impossible to be a millionaire. Every time I think I'm on top of things, something happens. Some values and beliefs in those statements may be, I'm not worthy of success. Wealth is only for some people. Life is hard and full of drama. Here are some examples of positive statements you may say or hear. Things always find a way of working out for me. Every time I spend time on bettering myself, abundance shows up in my life. Never say never. Some values and beliefs in those statements may be, there's always a solution. I'm lucky. The more in tune I am with myself, the more rich my life becomes. My true wealth is linked to being my best self. If you notice something you don't want to believe or value anymore, stop yourself from repeating that sort of statement again. It will be clunky in the beginning and you may have to stop mid-sentence, but it's worth it to commit to values and beliefs you truly want. You can choose for it to be hard to change ingrained values and beliefs, or you can choose for it to be easy. Remember, we have looked at your 5-year goals for the various facets of your life and had to think about if you already had those things, what would you treasure and consider of utmost importance? This is a way of reverse engineering to discover the values and beliefs that you would need to start ingraining now. The best advice I can give you is to listen up. Listen to what you say. Listen to what others say, because baby, there truly are energy vampires out there. Language is powerful. Listen to the subtext behind what I say here. Listen to what your favorite authors, speakers, idols are saying. You'll become a values and beliefs hunter, and this is an amazing skill, as modeling is a kick-ass way to get somewhere faster in life. Modeling your idols, and the best way to do that and to then take the right aligned action for you, model their mindset, values, and beliefs. So baby, listen up. That's your ongoing homework. Whilst we're looking at values and beliefs, I've got to shine a big light on creativity. Using colorful and exciting adjectives, describing words, around the values, beliefs, mindset, affirmations you want really help amp up their power and energy. For example, pump up the work that you do in your career or business. Yes, you could say you're a teacher, or you could say that you're an inspirer, a molder of minds, leading a grassroots revolution every day to foster great minds and awesome humans to lead our next generation. Slight difference, right? So get creative. There is no one saying what's right or wrong. You can choose. You can also choose to use a thesaurus. It may be helpful. Remember this point for the next play sheet for the I am in the business of point. Please add your awesome creativity here and amp up your radness. Here's one I carved out for me if it helps. I could say I'm a designer, creator, coach, business owner, speaker, and author. Or I'm in the inspiration business, igniting and fostering soul-fueled action for the purpose of unleashing your inner magic to experience sublime happiness, lighting up those around you, and therefore leaving the world a bit better than you found it. Here are some things I personally believe. I believe we need to embrace and express our inner magic in this lifetime. I believe our soul-filled expression is our legacy. I believe in taking daily action towards our biggest dreams. I believe in making bliss happen. I believe we need to live into our best self right now. I believe in me. I believe in you. I believe in shaking the world with our passions. Here are some other ideas that popped up you may like to consider, like tasting wine at a winery or trying on a dress for size. There is no such thing as failure, only feedback. Nothing has meaning but the meaning we give it. I embrace my imperfections. My strength is my vulnerability. I am worthy of having all I want. I'm creating abundance daily from being my true self. I am already whole and complete. Now is the time to explore your play sheet, My Soul-Fueled Manifesto.